streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest show worldwide. Streets Don't Love You Back. We definitely in the building tonight. We're very excited tonight because tonight we're going to be breaking a new artist that's going to be coming with a real hot single tonight called, you know, Definitely We On Our Way. And I'm real touched by the song, and I know that my viewers and my listeners and millions of listeners around the world will be just intrigued in the song, because it's a positive song and it's educational. And if you're definitely looking to make a change in your life and do something not only right for yourself, but something, you know what I mean, that you can groom and groom others to a better life. So tonight, we definitely got a great show with that right there. And but my guest tonight, before we go to the music segment of the show, my guest tonight is a very, very exciting guest tonight. Mr. Joe is definitely in the building. And his father was one of the largest mafia illegal gambling rings on the East Coast, among other great things you will be educated on not to do wrong. So without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic over to my wife, and she's going to formally introduce our guest. Are you on the phone? Are you on now? All right, without further ado, we'll bring our guests on right now. We're going to go to 7134, see if that's his, I guess.
Yeah, that's the one I'm on.
Hey, hey, how you doing, Mr. Joe?
I'm doing very well, sir. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure and honor to have you on the show tonight. Can you hear me real clear, Mr. Joe?
I can hear you very clearly.
Yes, I would like to first ask you, Mr. Joe, can you let the viewers understand how did you grow up? And what did your life consist of with you growing up, and how did you come about writing this great book?
Well, I grew up in a town right outside of Boston called Revere, Mass. A lot of Italian, popular Italian city. And, in my town, everybody looked up to the mob and the mafia and things of that nature. And my father was a very well-connected guy, so I was around it at a very young age. I mean, just, you know, my earliest memories, things of that nature, gambling, seeing bags of money and tables full of money and, all kinds of stuff that young kids shouldn't really be seeing. But, my father never meant to hurt me or, put me into that life. But by seeing it, obviously, gravitate towards it,
Yes, indeed. Go ahead, Mr. Joe. You were just going to get into it. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, I mean, at an early age, I started doing, all kinds of different crimes. After seeing things my father did, parents, when I was about, 8 years old, but I saw my father all the time. And, I played a lot of sports and, when I was a young kid, and I was around a lot of other kids, but their fathers all drove, Toyotas or Hondas. My father always had a Jaguar or a BMW or a Lincoln or a Cadillac, always had a roll of money on them. Always took, my whole team out for ice cream or pizza after every game. So, everybody looked up to my father, not just me. I still do. I love him. I have a relationship with him. I talk to him every day. He's still one of, he's still my best friend. But when you see that stuff growing up, you know what I mean? It's tough to not want to follow in his footsteps. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. You know, so when you finally decided to step over in that arena, you know, how did you really say in your mind, let me just go full-fledged in what I'm doing, because I've been doing it since I was a kid? What made you really want to step all the way in?
Well, it was just the life, you know, the respect. Everybody, you know, like nobody waited. My parents and my father never waited in line anywhere. Wherever we went, we were always treated differently than other people. And, you know, it's just, it's a very hard thing to not want to get into. You know what I mean? And, you know, obviously the money is so easy. I was making more money than when I was in high school, I was making more money than the teachers. So how in high school am I going to listen to some guy that's making $30,000 a year when I'm making that a month? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm in high school. So how can I, looking back, obviously it was the wrong decisions I made. But at the time, it's very easy to go in that direction, you know?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And what made you get into wanting to write the great book that you have?
Well, the book's Dirty Money. It's a book about my life. And what happened was, when I was 18, couple friends of mine, we were robbing drugstores. You know, we were robbing them for the, you know, Class A narcotics, selling them. We ended up getting caught. I got a 15-year sentence when I was 18 years old. Back then, it was old law, so I only ended up doing 3 years, getting out on parole. But for me, it was an education. It really wasn't a punishment. You know what I mean? They sent me to Walpole and to the worst prisons in the state, and I not only survived, but, you know, I thrived in there. You know what I mean? I started my own gambling, bookmaking operation in there. I sold drugs in there. I was well-respected. My father knew everybody in there. I was always, you know, I could always take care of myself with my hands. And, you know, it actually, you know, it took the fear of prison away from me at a very young age. And I believe that was the worst thing they could do, is because now I realize that that's the worst you could do. It's not so bad. You know what I mean?
Because I can crank up in here.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know what I mean? If I can, you know, live a life in here and run shit in here at a young age, it doesn't scare you anymore. So I got into life, you know, real heavy at that point when I got out.
Yeah.
And, you know, just every day was crime. Every day. Everything we did, every day was crime, whether it was credit cards or, you know, we were young and we were pretty smart kids, and we lived near the airport. And, you know, a lot of stuff comes through the airport. I had a lot of friends that worked there and worked in the trucking industry. So, you know, we had stolen goods, you know, drugs, you name it, we were into it.
Right.
And
it was
a lot of fun times, but believe me, you never hear. The problem with the youth is you never see the bad times. You only hear about the good times. Nobody talks about the bad times that the crime caused. You know what I mean?
Right.
You only hear about the good times. Everybody tells you about the scores they made and the women they were with, or the, you know, they went to Vegas and they stayed in suites and they did all this. They don't tell you about, you know, your mother coming to visit you on Christmas and crying, and, you know, they don't tell you that part. You know what I mean? They don't tell you the negative parts, that really, you know, sitting there every day in prison with, you know, you lost your freedom. You lose everything. When you have no freedom, you have nothing.
Exactly.
You know,
and I
take a day on the street broke any day.
Yeah.
And I would take, I wouldn't go to jail for $1 million for a month. Like, you know what I mean? Just to be free is such a gift.
At all. Yes. To do whatever you choose to do with your life without no one telling you when to do it and how to do it and when not to do it. Even though you might be set up in the joint doing good, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing like being able to be free to walk out the gate
and
go nice Italian or eat some fried chicken or what have you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't go eat a steak, I can't sleep with a beautiful woman, you know what I mean? You can't do whatever you want, you can't go look at the beach, you can't go, you know what I mean? It's, your freedom's everything.
It becomes all in vain.
Yeah, but nobody looks at
it. It becomes all in vain.
And then as the older I got, you know, more involved into, you know, more serious crimes. And then I ended up going away for robbing Tufts University. I got a job at Tufts University. A friend of mine got me in there, and I was in charge of actually receiving the donations to the school. They're like third in the country in raising donations for medical development. And,
yeah.
I ended up robbing them for a couple $1 million in like 6 weeks. So
right.
that was a crazy part of my life. But I ended up going to federal prison for that.
Right. Now, how much did they give you on that?
On that, they gave me 60 months, but I had to finish my state sentence before I could do the 60 months. So I had to do another 2 years to finish my old state sentence for the armed robbery before I could go do the 60 months.
Right, right. So what advice would you give these young kids nowadays? You know, looking back at your life and where you at today and how you've been blessed to even be where you at, what advice you give these young people?
Well, the thing is, they think that gain them respect. Do not gain them respect at all. They're actually getting disrespect by the things that they do. You know what I mean? I used to think it was cool, too, to carry a gun and to beat someone up. Anyone in the world can be a tough guy. Anybody can do 10 years in prison. That's not respect. That doesn't make you anybody. Anyone in the world can do that. I love guys I hear all the time, oh, I did 15 years. They say it like it's a Harvard degree. It's, you know what I mean? Like, tell me that you went to school for 12 years and you became an attorney. Like, that's something to be proud of. That's something to be respected.
Right.
You know what I mean? Anybody can be a hoodlum. Anybody can.
And that's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. What does it get you? It gets you nothing. You're either going to end up, if you're a good one, you're either going to end up dead or in prison. Other than that, you're going to become a junkie, you know what I mean? Just get by. And anyone, I don't care who you are, you could have been the biggest drug dealer around. There's highs and lows. You can have a ton of money, and you go then you'll be months when you're broke. And anyone that says that didn't happen has never lived on the street.
No. Say that again, bro. They never what?
They never lived on the street. They never earned on the street because, you know what I mean? One month you'll make 50 grand, the next month you make nothing. That's just how the street is.
Right. That's the business. You know, that's the part of being in the life. And a lot of these young cats try to act like, you know, that's, you know, on the daily scale. In these time of days, you're really not getting too far in that life, man, because they're snatching you up right away, you know? You're not getting away with it. $1 million a week payday things.
No way. You're not going to be a career drug dealer. Forget it.
You can't make
a career out of it. It's over. First of all, everybody's a rat now. Everybody wants to tell. You know what I mean? Everyone wants to cooperate. So how are you going to make it? Everybody's jealous.
That's a dead game.
It wasn't ever like that. Nobody used to be jealous of each other. If one of my friends was doing good, it only helped me. You know what I mean?
Amen. For real.
For real. The better my friends are doing, the better I'm doing. But now these days, if someone's doing good, everybody wants to put daggers in his back. I don't understand it.
Me either, man. You know, that's why I still live up under the old rules. I can't get with this new thing. You know what I mean? And I'm surrounded, you know what I mean, majority with some of the homeboys been with me for 25 years. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You had to pick and choose who your surroundings is, and you know, I'm glad I got homeboys around me that's been around me since Mud Pot, you know?
Yeah, you're very lucky.
Especially
my father always told me, if you got five friends that you can count on, you're lucky in this world. Like, really?
Yeah, man.
I mean, if you call somebody and said there's five people in front of my house with guns, that's who you know who your friends are. Who's going to show up to help you?
At that moment.
That's who you know who your real friends are.
That's real, my friend. So what would you like to tell the viewers now as far as the book? What would you like to see our viewers get out of that book and take away from the table when they get through reading that book, and also tell them where they can go buy that great book?
Okay, the book, again, is called Dirty Money. You can buy it on Amazon.com. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble. The book is mainly about how, and you know, the way I see things in life is everything's a scam. I don't care how you look at it. Someone's trying to scam you, whether it's your insurance salesman, your politician, your doctor, whoever it is. Everything in life is a scam. And if you can see the scam before it happens, you'll be better off. I don't care if you're a legitimate person. You know what I mean? Everybody is trying to get over on somebody at some point. That's just how life is. You know what I mean? You don't have to do things illegally, but you have to have you have to be street smart and book smart. You have to be both. That's the only way you're really going to get by in life.
Yeah, that's called twin brothers.
Exactly. I used to sit in federal prison and see these young cats get 30 years for crack. 30 years for an ounce of crack. Like, crazy. And you know what they would do? They'd be sitting in the friggin' in the lobby watching BET, watching music videos. Like, I used to say to myself,
like, it's not
in the fucking, get in the law library, fight your case. You know what I mean? Like, and they're young kids, 18, 20 years old. I used to always say to myself, why aren't they in the law library fighting their case? No one's going to care about their case except them. Their lawyer doesn't care. No one else cares. No one cares about your life except, you know, the way you care about it.
And that's for real, you know what I mean? Hey, we got a, we have a person on here that got a question for you. And let me bleep them in. Hold on for a minute.
Go ahead.
Hello, you on the air to ask Joe a question?
Yes, I have a question for Joe. I've been listening and you kind of, you cracked me up. I was laughing a little bit there, Joe, when you said that, you know, a lot of people, they come in and out of prison and they quite often pump up the fact that they have 50 years on them and they act like it's part of their resume of achievement.
Exactly.
And I just wanted to know what you, I could tell from what you've done, you're a very creative guy. Like, you know, the things that you've accomplished on that side of the world, on the criminal side is I'm not saying it's commendable, but you have this creative energy that I could tell. And if you have that, what, after serving your time and acclimating yourself into society, how do you use that creative energy in the positive? That's what I would like to know.
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment. But the way, I mean, any true criminal that's made any, like, serious amounts of money or did any kind of crime, if they, whatever they try to do, legitimate or otherwise, if they put their, you know, if they put their mind into it, they would excel at it. You know what I mean? Like, the best criminals could be the best whatever they try to do, because a criminal looks for the shortest way to make the most money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is. So now, if I do this in the legitimate world, like, you know, I started, when I got out, it was very hard to find a job because of a criminal record I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I started selling cars. I worked for a car dealership, a very good big car dealership, new cars. A friend of mine knew the owner very well. He gave me a chance. I was the top salesman the first month and have been ever since, because I find the shortest route to get to the sale. You know what I mean? It's very simple. It's like, you get a topic, you get something that you can connect with the person. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, whether it's they talk about their mother, you talk about your mother. They talk about, oh, they need room in the back for their dog. Oh, I got a dog too. You know, whatever it is, you make a connection. And then you make a friend. And then it's very hard to negotiate with a friend. If I say the car's $25,000 and they want to pay $24,000, it's very hard for them to go that way with me now, because we're friends. We're not just, you know what I mean? We're not just, you know,
right,
in a business relationship now. You know what I mean? We're actually friends. We know each other. We've laughed. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you find the shortest route. That's what most criminals do. They try to find the shortest angle any way to make the most profit in anything they do.
Wow. Thank you for that. You sound like a real people person. I also wanted to know, and I'll hang up after this from you listening in. I would also like to know, I'm sure when you were practicing crime, for lack of a better term, you always looked over your back, I guess, in fear of getting in trouble. Does that ever, now that you're, you know, you socialize back into, I guess, the good light of things, does that still lurk in your psychology? Like, is that still there?
Absolutely. That's something that actually, that never goes away. I mean, I still to this day live in the rearview mirror. You know, I always size someone up when they're walking towards me. You know, like even when I'm out to eat with my wife, she'll always say, you know, what are you looking at? Because if someone's walking near me, I look at their hands. I see, you know, eat simple things like that. Even if I'm in a bar having a drink, I see what hand is the dominant hand on any person that's near me. You know what I mean? So it's like those things you'll never lose. It's just, you know, it's just things that you've over time developed, you know, as a means of protecting yourself that, you know, it never goes away. Unfortunately, you're always careful how you talk on the phone, even if you're not talking about anything, because things can be, you know, misconstrued. So it's not a good way to live, believe me, but it's just, it's something that's in you and you can't stop it.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. We have my man Hip Hop call in tonight, and we want to thank him for tuning in, and we're going to get back to my man Joe.
All right, let me tell you a little bit about the book, just if you don't mind.
Okay.
When I got out of federal prison, I started working with this attorney. I was at a halfway house, and you had to have a job so you could get out of it. You know what I mean? So you could get out every day and go to work and be part of society. So my father knew an attorney. My father was doing time in Florida at the time, so he told me to go see this attorney, and he'd give me a job. So I go see this guy, and right away the guy wants to do illegal things. He wants to put money on the street. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. So I say, okay. He ends up giving me about $400,000 to, you know, to do things with. So, long story short, about 18 months after I'm out, I'm under investigation by the state police and the FBI for something else, for a bookmaking case. So, the lawyer, thinking that he was going to get implicated in all this, called the police and told them I stole the $400,000 from him. So now how he gave me the money, he signed a bunch of checks with the money that was in the account. He signed a bunch of checks and had me get the money out. So I would have friends or business owners, you know, cash checks for me and get the money out. So he tells the law that I stole the money from him. So I'm on federal probation. They violate me. I get 18 months. I have to do the 18 months. I get out. Now I go to trial for the stealing of the checks from this attorney. Very well-known attorney in Salem. He's passed away since, but at the time he was very well-known in the court system. So I went to trial on the case because I was legitimately innocent. So I go to trial. Obviously, I lose. I get 6 years. So while I'm in prison about 2 months. A friend of mine comes in on a federal bookmaking case. As he gets his discovery, about a month after he's in, he gets his discovery. Now, for those of you that don't know, discovery is all the evidence the government has against you that they're going to use in your case. So when he gets his discovery, they have a list of all the phones that were tapped on his case. My phone was the second number. So my phone was tapped on his case. So I knew if I got those phone taps, it would prove that I didn't steal this guy's money. So I subpoenaed the wiretaps, which I asked for at trial, and they told me didn't exist. So I subpoenaed the wiretaps, got them. It proved that I was innocent. I flipped my case, got out, and they ended up dismissing my whole case. And now I'm in a lawsuit with the state because they withheld evidence that I asked for, and it was exculpatory evidence. So the DA knew that I didn't commit the crime, and they still prosecuted me for it.
That's amazing how they just want to say that'd be the case, you know?
Yep.
And if you try to really put somebody away, you need to thoroughly, man, investigate, because that individual's life is on the line when you say 5, 10 years of life. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So you know, because you know, I don't care if you get a 2-year prison sentence, there's no guarantee you're coming home in any prison.
Oh, no, man.
You know what I mean? This guy's getting killed every day. So there's no guarantee you're getting home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I tell these young homies that, man, all the time. You dig? I mean, it's a guarantee when you step in front of the judge, they going to send it you to something if it ain't nothing but a week or 30 days, or you might get life for 20 or 30.
Yeah.
But when you step into the bubble, man, the game is a whole new game, man.
Exactly.
And you can't just be going in there like you're the king of the jungle, because you have to already have respect on the street when you go inside the gates, and everybody got to know who you is. And, you know, I mean, you can't just come in on normal guy talking about, hey, this is me, what up? That's dead.
No, no. Yeah, that's
you ain't that guy on the street no more. You're not him now.
And even, like, when I was in my federal, doing my federal sentence, I had 2 weeks to go home. But I'm from Boston, so there was a problem with Boston guys and some New York guys. So we had a beef. We had to go to the yard. It doesn't matter. I got 2 weeks left. I'm out there in the yard with a shank in each hand. You know what I mean? What am I going to do? Not go out there? They might, these dudes would lay down their lives for me, so I got to go out there. It doesn't matter. I got 2 weeks left. You know what I mean? Like, that's what prison is. That's what people don't understand. That's what it is. Like, you got to, if you're either, you can't be half in. You got to be all in.
That's real, man. And that's why I'm glad, you know, we have real people come on the Streets and Love You Back show, because we educate against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. And that's why me and my wife put this platform together, and been 6 years, you know, just rocking with great testimonies and great educational things from people who've done live that life, to educate back and give back to the community with education, because a lack of education and a lack of knowledge, you can't get too far without that if you ain't got it. So we have to keep being educated, keep eating up knowledge, and keep always grasping for knowledge to grow and do what you need to do in life. So
I applaud you what you're doing. I really do. I applaud you and your wife, because, I mean, everything you look at now is a negative. I mean, all these raps, you got these guys talking about killing and making money and doing this. Like, everyone's preaching the wrong thing. And y'all one of the few voices trying to preach the right thing.
Hey, I appreciate
it. And you're really doing a good job, man. I mean, when Mark told me about you, I did my homework on you, and I really mean this sincerely. Like, you should be very proud of what you're doing.
Hey, man, I really appreciate that. It's an honor coming from, you know, a guy like you, Joe, man. That really touched me. And like I said, you know, when you do your homework on me, it's going to be always A1. You know, I've been out here since I was 10 years old in the business. You know, I'm 52 now. So when we talk street life, I'm about that life. If we talk on the corporate board, I'm about that life too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you were saying, I was raised on both sides of the coin. So, you know, I'm sharp on both sides of the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's when you grew up, and that's what you was telling the people in the beginning of your testimony. You know what I mean? You have to know both sides of the coin if you're talking about living in America or even outside of America.
My father always told me, you have to be able to carry a conversation with a bum and a bank president and everyone in between.
Bottom line. And we was raised from the same cloth like that.
And we're self-educated. You know what I mean? I read every book I could. I love biographies, like, you know, Julius Caesar, Napoleon, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. I love reading it.
All that.
You know, because if you don't understand history, it's going to repeat it. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't understand what happened in the world, it's going to happen again.
You better believe it, my friend, you know. I'm going to see if my wife would like to ask you a question, Joe. You on the line, honey?
Now I am.
Yep, I got you now. Okay. I can hear you.
Yeah, have to get me in queue here. Oh, that was very interesting listening to you talk. I had a question. How was it for you trying to get away from the life, and what did your family and friends think about all that?
I'll tell you, that was probably the hardest thing I ever did, because, you know, my whole life up until, you know, probably 32 was crime or crime related. So, you know, and some of these people, you know, aren't just friends, that, you know, they're like my brothers. I would die for them. Like, literally, I would march into hell with these guys if they were asked me to. And it's real hard, even to this day. You know what I mean? Sometimes, like, something will come up, and I'll want to pick up the phone and call one of these guys. But you know, they're still in the same thing, and this, you know, they could be under investigation for something. And I just don't want to be part of that. But the hardest thing for me was, you know, dealing with my father. You know what I mean? But my father ended up never been to prison in his life, and then he finally went to prison when he was about 57 years old in Florida. And, you know, I always told him, because I went away at such a young age, that he'd never be able to do it, because my father lived a life like nobody. Traveled the world. He used to call me from the airport when I was a kid, and I'd say, where are you going? He'd say, I don't know yet. He'd go away for months with no luggage or anything, and he would just, you know, travel. And but then when he did that sentence and he realized what how important freedom was to him, he changed. Mm-hmm. My father's legitimate now too, and it's, you know, it's really been a huge thing that the both of us have done it at the same time. And, you know, he's really helped me through this a lot.
And how much time did your father have to do?
My father did 60 months total. And, but for a guy like him, believe me, that was hard. I mean, my father's the kind of guy that has 200 pairs of shoes and, you know, like 20 watches. Like, for him to, he's never had anyone tell him what to do in his whole life. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
for, right.
Like, it was very, very hard for him to get used to it. Yeah, exactly. It was very hard for him to do it. And I always told him that, after Dad, don't ever come in there because you're never going to make it.
Right.
But he got through it. He's healthy. You know, we're all together now. And my, you know, because me, he, and the funny part is, I have an older brother and a younger sister that are both totally legitimate. I was the only one to follow my father. You know, and my mother was a hard worker. If you read my book, you'll see she's worked two jobs her whole life. You know, she's just, you know, and she's been the rocks throughout my whole life. She'd come and visit me every week, no matter where I was. You know, just if it wasn't for her, I don't even know the person I would be today.
Yeah, that's something else about moms. They're the ones that seem to hold the families together.
Oh, no question about it.
Pull everybody through.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard, you know, it's hard with, you know, not having the same friends I used to. And, you know, I spend a lot of time alone, you know, but I did find a beautiful woman that I married, thank God. And, you know, that's big part of my life is, you know, it's, you know, all I do now is work. I'm a regular member of society. And, you know, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. When I see an armored car pull up to a bank, I still look at my watch and see what time it is. And, you know what I mean? Those are things that just never go away. You know what I mean?
Right. Habits are hard to
get away habit. From. Yeah, exactly. It's just crazy. It's just in your, you know, it's just in your DNA at this point. But But now I don't take those steps. Before, I never used to think of the consequences of my actions. You know, I always used to say, I'm only hurting myself, but that's not true. You know, I hurt my mother terribly. I hurt my family terribly. I hurt people who cared about me terribly. You know what I mean? I hurt victims. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that I never used to think of. And now I see things in a whole different light.
Older and wiser, and then you start thinking about those kind of things.
Yeah, and I'm just grateful that, you know, I got the opportunity to change, because I've had a lot of friends that have gotten killed, and, you know, they never got the chance to, you know, see life like I see it now. You know, life is a great thing. It's, you know, we only get one chance at this, and to spend, you know, 2 hours in prison is too long. So 10 years was terrible.
Exactly. I was looking at your book on Google, and it's about 485 pages. That's a pretty big book.
Yeah, there was a lot. Believe me, I could have kept going, too. I had to cut it down. And you know what the funny part is? I wrote that book in 4 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So some of the stories in there, obviously, we haven't read your book yet. We'd love to get it and read it.
Oh, sure. I'm glad to send you a copy.
Oh, awesome. Tell us, like, some of the stories. Obviously, I mean, maybe coming from that life, are you afraid to put the truth out, or what?
No, anything I put in there is, you know, anyone that's mentioned in the book, I asked them if it was okay to put them in there, and it's all stuff where, you know, the statute of limitations, if they either run out or I pled guilty to, you know. Like a funny story, one of the first chapters in the book is about my dad. So we used to have a cottage in New Hampshire, which was on Canobie Lake. I know you guys aren't familiar with this area, but New Hampshire, Canobie Lake is like, it's like a mini Disney World. You know what I mean? Roller coaster, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a summer cottage up there that we would go up for the whole summer, right on the lake. And, you know, it was the best times of our lives. You know, we used to go up there for the whole summer because my father didn't work, obviously. And some of his friends had cottages right near us. So we would, you know, go up there and just spend the summer. We had a dock and the water was right there, and we would barbecue every day. And But what I remember most about that, I was probably maybe 6 or 7, was there used to be a farm stand down the end of a big dirt road to get to where our cottage was. And there was a farm stand that sold, you know, tomatoes, corn on the cob, stuff like that. And I remember it was on the honor system where they had like a, you know, like a coffee can to pay for whatever the stuff was. And I remember my father, every night we would go, just he and I, and he would like fill the bags with the corn and the tomatoes and the lettuce, whatever we were having for the salad that night. And then he'd look back and forth to see if anybody was looking, and he would take the money out of the coffee can and put it in his pocket.
Oh, my.
You know what I mean? Now, my father probably had, you know, $4,000 on him, but he took this poor guy's $25 just to, you know what I mean? Just because that's how he was, you know what I mean? That's just how, you know, that's, and he would shake his hands, you know, he'd clasp his hands together and look at me and go, Joey, what are they going to learn up here? You know, like... Like, you know, when you see that at such a young age, it's like, you know what I mean? It's just always looking for a way to get over on anything. You know what I mean? And
right.
I love my father to death, believe me. He would never do anything to harm me. And, you know, he never wanted me to follow in his footsteps. You know what I mean? He didn't want that life for me. But at a certain point, when he realized that's the way I was going, he said, let me show you the right way to do it, you know, to protect yourself rather than to,
right.
you know, try to learn on your own. But...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of funny stuff like that.
Well, that's a good story. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
So are you having book signings, or what are you doing to get your book out? I see it's
yeah,
all over
right?
online.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over online. It's selling great on Kindle. I mean, like, I can't believe, and, like, I haven't really done much advertising with it just because I haven't had much time, but... Like, it's always in the top 50 in biographies, you know, in organized crime, and it's just from word of mouth. It's just from people, you know, I'm trying to set up something with Mark Silverman where we start doing book signings together, but, you know, scheduling-wise, it's tough. But, you know, we're going to start really pushing this thing now because it's really starting to roll now, you know. I did a Fox interview, too, about my case. Fox 25, the local affiliate up here, did an interview about it. And that's actually when I started writing the book, right after that. And, you know, I'm in touch with them. And, you know, they're willing to help. There's a few guys around here, like Howie Carr. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a big writer up here. And, you know, they've offered to help because, you know, it is a pretty good book, I got to say. I'm surprised at, you know, how well it's doing.
Good. Well, that's good. Well, I am glad that you came on tonight and shared your story with us. And I'm Boyd
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, I'm right here in the building.
Callers. We have a couple more callers. You want to bring somebody on?
Yeah. Last but not least, I'm going to bring my main man on, Mark Silverman. He is the one who brought our great guest, Mr. Joe, on tonight. So I'm going to bring my boy Mark in the building.
Yeah, great man.
And get to the music segment. We're going to bring my boy Mark on.
Beautiful.
With you, Rob. You know that.
Hey. How you doing, my good brother? How you feeling today?
I'm still here. You know, every day above ground is a good day for me. You know that.
Ain't no mystery, man. Ain't no mystery. Hey, I'm really glad that you reached out to me, though, Mark, man, and told me about Mr. Joe, man. You know what I'm saying? And got him on here to... You know, really educate these youngsters, man, about what's happening out here and, you know, go get that great read and learn some more educational things to move further in life. And, you know, like you told me, that's what you and Mr. Joe are all about now. So we really appreciate both of y'all tonight, man, you know?
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Joe's a talented guy, and he wrote a great story. And, you know, we talk a lot, and... I'll tell you one thing. He's very serious when he talks about changing his life and how difficult it was. I mean, here's a guy who kept his mouth shut, one of the few that kept his mouth shut. He'd get out of jail, and he had to start from scratch. And let me tell you something. He did it right. And, you know, I applaud what he did. And I wanted to reach out and say, hey, maybe we can do something together. You know, maybe we can get something going and educate Rob. Like I was telling you, he's one of us. It's you know, it's about getting that message out there, and that's what we're all trying to do. We want to make these kids understand today that, look, no matter who your father is, I mean, you know the story, Rob. I mean, I heard the story about your dad and all that stuff that happened with you. I mean, that's very traumatic, you know, but you don't want to follow in those footsteps. You want to go down the right path, and I think Joe's spreading the message, and I think we're all on the same page as far as that goes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
It's gotta come from people who've been there. You can't have somebody who read about the game tell you the game because you'll play it wrong. So you gotta,
you'll play all checkers. You'll play checkers and forget about chess exists. You know
right.
what I mean? Hey, and you know all real bosses know how to play chess. You know that, Mark and Joe, for sure, you know? And it just makes me laugh at these young cats, man, when some of them try to tell me, you know, you can't invent the game, man. I mean, the game stays the same. Only thing changes is the players, bro. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So you ain't finna invent the game, bro. You can't even think about that.
Rob, we talked about it last time. You know, they step out of their Cadillacs and they can't even put gas in it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know, and then they're the boss.
yeah. You know, when we was coming up, we took care of neighborhoods. We took care of families, you know. We had one homeboy who made sure all the older people in the neighborhood was taken care of up in the towers and the projects, so they stayed all in the bigger buildings. And that's how it was back in the days, you know what I mean? Nowadays, this thing is all twisted and this thing is unturned. You know, nobody messed with grandma. Nobody messed with the kids. All that was off limits, you know, even in the hood. You know what I mean?
That's,
you don't
You didn't have to lock your door back then. You know what I mean? Now they're killing each other over $20. They're killing their own, from their own neighborhood, they're killing each other over $50 on respect. Like, if the kid's from your neighborhood, he's supposed to have your back.
Yes, sir. You know
that, man.
It's just crazy. I wish when I was a kid, though, I had somebody like one of us to talk to. You know what I mean? I really
do. No doubt.
I never had somebody tell me that was wrong, you know?
Yeah, my mom's told me, but that's the only person I had to tell me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's been my mentor all my life. You know, I had no guy mentor, none of that, you know what I mean? All the knowledge that I have, far as coming from a legitimate side of the world, you know what I mean? I got that from my mother and my real father, you know? But my criminal side came from the streets, you know what I mean? About hanging with all the big homeboys and learning and getting educated on that as well. You know what to stay away from and how to make things happen, you know? So we all get schooled, but sometimes get tested.
The streets are addictive.
You've got to be tested. That's part of it, man.
The streets are addictive. You know, streets are addictive. That feeling, the respect you think you're getting and the money you're making and the way people look at you, it's just like a drug. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they get addicted, man. The money, the cars, the houses.
All of
it.
Yeah. Just like anything you get addicted to, it'll take you down. Just like anything you're addicted to, it'll take you down.
Until one day someone catches you slipping, and then it's all over.
Oh, game over.
That's all it takes.
And life
I don't care who you are. The sharpest guy in the world's got to go out and get a gallon of milk and can get caught. I don't care who you are.
That's
you know what I mean?
No.
They got the president of the United States. If they can get him, they can get anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real talk out here, man, you know. But, hey, we're going to say, hey, we had a great night with my man Joe, with my man Mark in the building, and we're going to say, hey, we thank you both for stopping by tonight. We're finna get into our music segment. And before you two gentlemen get off the phone, I want you to hear this song. It's called On Our Way. And I'm singing on this song with two great people. You know, my homeboy Hip Hop and young homeboy Alex J. You know, Alex J is a young man, 19 years old, about to go off to college, going this Sunday to play football. We're real proud of him. And he just wanted to give a message out here to people, you know. So we're going to go ahead and play that song. And we're going to put y'all two on hold, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
The past. fast. I'm focused, I just wanna get this cash. We on our way. I ain't trying to grab a piece. Keep the peace, my nigga, why beef? We on our way. I done had some bad in my life. I'm focused, I'm just trying to get it right. We on our way. Living better days, better ways. I can really give a damn what you say, because we on our way. We on our way. Yeah, we on our way. We on our way. Yeah, we on our way. Yeah, we on our way. I'm learning more lessons, getting less felons, getting more blessings, nigga less felons. No lie, no depression, man, it's crunch time. I ain't referring to the captain with that punchline. Man, everything fine, I'm just being me. But it was Aussie and my best friend 6 feet under the ground, he ain't even see 16. And since he died, I just let it see six things. To grow old, to see the world, and my name known for every single girl. And my mind rich, and the streets clean. Keep my niggas away from becoming drug fiends, because I seen a lot, and I did a lot. I'm glad I wasn't a victim of dying on the block. I guess God got something better for me. I'm humble, but it kinda make me hungry. We on our way. I ain't really thinking about the past. I'm focused, I just wanna get this cash. We on our way. I ain't trying to grab a piece. Keep the peace, my nigga, why beef? We on our way. I done had some bad in my life. I'm focused, I'm just trying to get it right. We on our way. Living better days, better ways. I can really give a damn what you say, because we on our way. We on our way. Yeah, we on our way. We on our way. Yeah, we on our way. Yeah, we on our way. Man, I'm on the road, and this ain't a lie. No more doing time, my brother, everything is fine. No more crime, listen here, let's just get paid and be above minimum wage. Some people focus on minimum gains, minimum thoughts, minimum man, you minimum lanes. Since I came in the game, I remain the same. Most guys can't even say the same. Dang, I just had a moment. We the ones chosen, and we so focused. Dominate opponents, keep it real. Everybody had hard times. It was even harder seeing my mama teary eyes. Losing your brain is a waste. People money hungry, but don't even know the taste. I'm just here to spread the truth, not here to say today. I'm just here to say, we on our way. I ain't really thinking about the past. I'm focused, I just wanna get this cash. We on our way. I ain't trying to grab a piece. Keep the peace, my nigga, why beef? We on our way. I done had some bad in my life. I'm focused, I'm just trying to get it right. We on our way. Living better days, better ways. I can really give a damn what you say, because we on our way. We on our way.
We came a long way, man.
We on our way.
Hey, what can I say?
Yeah, we on our way.
We on our way. Haha. I just encourage you all to follow your dreams. Stay focused and never give up. It's money to be made. Go get it. Go achieve it.
We on our way. I ain't really thinking about the past. I'm focused, I just wanna get this cash. We on our way. I ain't trying to grab a piece. Keep the peace, my nigga, why beef? We on our way. I done had some bad in my life. I'm focused, I'm just trying to get it right. We on our way. Living better days, better ways. I can really give a damn what you say, because we on our way. We on our way.
Ay,
we on our way. Ay, yeah, we on our way.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. We definitely in the building tonight with my man Alex J in the building. And that's a song, We On Our Way, definitely. And my man Hip Hop and Alex J, they definitely in the building too. And that song right there is going to drop on my Volume 5 album that's coming out on my birthday, August 22nd. I'm introducing my man Alex J and Hip Hop to the whole world, whole music scene. You dig? And we out here, man. We definitely in the building with this. And we're going to be spinning this track every week right here at the Streets and Love You Back radio show. And then I'm going to put it around the world to my other homeboys that do radio shows. And we're going to blaze this thing up major, man. You heard me? So without that being said, I'm going to go to my main man, Hip Hop, in the building. And he's going to shed some light on this song. My man, Hip Hop, what's good?
I don't know. I'm just cruising the road. I'm in Tempe right now. Join live.
My man. That's what it is. So, hey, you've been hearing the song being played, you know, You own the song, and what you want to tell the viewers tonight, man, about this great song?
Well, I guess the first thing is that it came from the heart of a 19-year-old gentleman he comes out of Cleveland, and my wife helped his aunt move into a home, helped her buy a home because my wife's a realtor. And Alex J or Jeremy moved here from Cleveland to go to college at Eastern Arizona College to play football. And his aunt asked me if I could hang out with him in the morning because I've been training my son and a bunch of other younger kids on the art of football and running routes and this, that, and the other. Got to know him that way. You do get to know someone pretty well after 3 hours a day of training in the morning. And I just thought this guy was a good young man who liked sharing, life lessons as well as running routes, and playing football. And one day I was just kind of chuckling and in a good, really good mood, high energy mood. And I went ahead and started free flow rapping when I picked him up in the morning. I just started thinking I was like the Beastie Boys or something, and he started laughing, and he said that he also raps a little bit. And I go, okay, break it down, lay some bars down for me, and he did right then and there. And I said, hey, could you write a rap song on the spirit of things, on what we've been doing and helping the kids and stuff like that and meeting the community. And then sure enough, 24 hours later, he wrote this tune, and immediately I said, I got to get Rob Boyd to hear this. And then we were on our way pretty much after that.
That song is pretty addicting.
Isn't it cool?
It's pretty addictive though. We played over and over in the car, and it's just, it's just amazing that he wrote it and 24 hours later, after 24 hours, and then a week later he's in the studio, and then a few days after that, you guys are singing it on stage at our ex-offender workshop last Saturday, and you guys sounded really good, and I'm just proud of all of you.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't know how it works, but I really believe God allows, weirdness to be a factor in bringing joy to the lives of people around us. And I'm 44 years old, never been on stage, and here I am just digging into my recollection of how Flavor Flav was, or the Beastie Boys, trying to conjure it up. And I guess it worked, and Rob not being prepared, none of us were prepared. We had 5 minutes to say, okay,
exactly.
Let's do this, and I felt like we... I don't know, we hit a home run, I thought. I thought we did pretty good. I don't know.
You guys did really good. Yeah, you did. And it has a good message. I know you guys sang the clean version at the seminar, and I just think that it's got a great beat, and it's got a great message, and, we on our way.
Yeah, let's get it out there. We're on our way, and I think everybody who's heard it so far is like, just kind of been into it. Even my wife is humming the verse where Rob's singing, and his beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And my son, Danny, he's rapping. He's rapping to Alex J now. So
he's a good role model for those kids, to look up to and do something positive. And so that's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So thanks for playing it on the radio, guys, and let's keep
without a doubt
plugging this positivity, right?
That's right.
This is just the beginning, hip hop. You know what I mean? This thing gonna spread around the globe, B. You know what I mean? So God is good, man, and He brought this thing together, and He knew when you brought it to me. You know what I mean? I knew what to do with it.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
And,
boom.
So, hey, man, any shout-outs you want to give anybody? Yeah, let's talk about this before hip-hop get off the air. Hip-hop, Hey Maricopa TV, and a lot of our community leaders, Chris Cahill, Nails for You, Evangelist W. Baldus Green, which is Big Snoop Dogg mom, you know what I mean? Yeah. We love you, mom, you know. We have Impressive Image, and we have Longevity, Athletic Fitness, and we have David Burke. We have M&D Designs, you know what I mean? Miss, you know, Michelle and them, and Don in the building. So we have all these great people that we awarded, man, this week. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's talk on that a little bit, Hip Hop. How did you feel about that as a business owner and a person that has locked down with the Streets and Love You Back, and we recognize all our great supporters through the years?
Well, I think it's cool. A lot of times sponsors or business owners will give, and thankfully and without wanting anything in return. But it is nice to see that, you know, an organization such as yours is takes the time and effort to show that appreciation for the sponsorship. And don't forget about Johnny Love, John Stapleton, who's always there behind the scenes, making sure that the best positive image of our company, Hey Maricopa TV, is on the forefront. But going back to just the fact that, you know, you don't just take, you know, you don't just, you know, receive, but you also give back and show that pat on the back and the appreciation that you guys do and listen to the show. It means a lot, and that positivity and that appreciation, that expression, which I think a lot of us in the world today lack. Communication is something I've been harping on for the last 6 months about how we just need to learn how to communicate. And that requires listening. That requires, and people say that all the time, right? You got to listen. You have two ears to hear and to listen, and you only have one mouth to speak. But a lot of times, nobody opens up their mouth. Nobody says, "Hey, thank you." You know, and that's what you guys do very, very loudly, and I appreciate that.
Hey, we thank y'all, man, because, you know, it's like it takes a community and people in order to help out, you know what I mean? And we just thank everyone, you know, across the country that donates to our organization, who volunteers for our organization, who spend time with the organization and our intervention programs, our youth programs. We just really want to give a big shout-out to our whole community of Maricopa, Arizona, and our whole state of Arizona, and all of our, you know, members around the world, you know what I mean? So it's just so many people to thank, because we network with a lot of people and a lot of great people. And that's the greatest thing about life, is when you network and you in the company and the business mind of doing great business with an individual, you know? I think really that's the best feeling in the world.
Yes, but I have a very important question for you guys. Here it is. Are you ready for this question?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're ready. Here it is. Am I a regular?
Yes.
So am I a regular on the show now? Like, I could just call in anytime?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And just say, hey, one night you can even call in and host the show with me.
Okay.
That's right.
I'll do that. That'll be good.
Yeah, me, you, and the wife. We can just host the show, all three of us together. You know what I mean? You pick a topic, and I want you to bring all your people to the table with the topic you pick, and we're going to give you a little half-hour slot on the show with us to interact with people that you want to interact with on a big platform right here worldwide. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we want you to do that, my friend.
The only thing is I'm stuck. I don't know. I got to figure out a topic, you know?
Well, you ain't never stuck, Hip Hop. You did. You talking to Rob? Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, you ain't talking to the guy next door. You talking to Rob? Yeah, just put your topic together, Hip Hop.
I gotta go find a topic.
Yes.
Figure it out.
We gonna say, hey, man, we gonna spin that song one more time because it's a hot track in hip hop. got a roll, but he gonna hit his track before he roll. Him and man, Alex J. Big ups again, my friend, and big ups to the whole Maricopa team, and always supporting the Streets Don't Love Your Back, man. It's all good,
all right.
And it's all love inside.
All right, we'll hashtag be right Alex back. J.
That's
right. Hashtag Alex J. Let's go.
I just wanna get this cash. We on our way. I ain't tryna grab a piece. Keep the peace, my neighbor YB. We on our way. I done had some bad in my life. I'm focused, I'm just tryna get it right. We on our way. Living better days, better ways. I can really give a damn what you say. Because we on our way. We on our way. Yeah, we on our way. We on our way. Yeah, we on our way. Yeah, we on our way. I'm learning more lessons, getting less felons, getting more blessings, nigga less felons. No lie, no depression, man, it's crunch time. I ain't referring to the captain with that punchline. Man, everything fine, I'm just being me. But it was Aussie and my best friend, 6 feet under the ground, he ain't even see 16. And since he died, I just let it see six things. To grow old, to see the world, and my name known for every single girl. And my mind rich, and the streets clean. Keep my niggas away from becoming drug fiends. Because I seen a lot, and I did a lot. I'm glad I wasn't a victim of dying on the block. I guess God got something better for me. I'm humble, but it kinda make me hungry. We on our way. I ain't really thinking about the past. I'm focused, I just wanna get this cash. We on our way. I ain't trying to grab a piece. Keep the peace, my nigga YB. We on our way. I done had some bad in my life. I'm focused, I'm just trying to get it right. We on our way. Living better days, better ways. I could really give a damn what you say. Because we on our way. We on our way. Yeah, we on our way. We on our way. Yeah, we on our way. Yeah, we on our way. Man, I'm on the road. And this ain't a lie. No more doing time, my brother, everything is fine. No more crime, listen here, let's just get paid. And be above minimum wage. Some people focus on minimum gains. Minimum thoughts, minimum man, you minimum lanes. Since I came in the game, I remain the same. Most guys can't even say the same. Dang, I just had a moment. We the ones chosen, and we so focused. Dominate opponents, keep it real. Everybody had hard times. It was even harder seeing my mama teary-eyed. Losing your brain is a waste. People money hungry, but don't even know the taste. I'm just here to spread the truth, not here to say today. I'm just here to say, we on our way. I ain't really thinking about the past. I'm focused, I just wanna get this cash. We on our way. I ain't trying to grab a piece, keep the peace, my nigga, YB. We on our way. I done had some bad in my life. I'm focused, I'm just trying to get it right. We on our way. Living better days, better ways. I can really give a damn what you say. Because we on our way. We on our way.
We came a long way, man.
We on our way.
Hey, what can I say?
Yeah, we on our way.
We on our way. Haha. I just encourage you all to follow your dreams. Stay focused and never give up. It's money to be made. Go get it. Go achieve it.
We on our way. I ain't really thinking about the past. I'm focused, I just wanna get this cash. We on our way. I ain't trying to grab a piece. Keep the peace, my nigga, YB. We on our way. I done had some bad in my life. I'm focused, I'm just trying to get it right. We on our way. Living better days, better ways. I can really give a damn what you say. Because we on our way. Hey, we on our way. Hey, we on our way. Hey, yeah, we on our way.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the building, and that's my man Alex J, my man Hip Hop and Wild Boy in the building on that track. And I'm gonna bring my boy Money Mark back in the building. You know what I mean? Yeah, Hip Hop. Also, I want you to email me that clean version tonight too.
All right.
Yeah, So definitely anything you got to say, hip-hop, before we close out?
I don't know. I'm just it was a good day today, and I enjoyed going around with you today and seeing all the people giving to this platform, you know, that you guys have engineered of giving, and saw some of that, and going to the Goodwill, and just seeing other people of the Streets Don't Love You Back Goodwill Army give, you know, backpacks today. It was Mike, and I'm just thankful to be a part of that. Just wanting you to know that, and you all have a good night. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. Have a good one, man, and send our love to the family and email that to me.
I will.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a good night. Much love to everybody.
All right, peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play a few commercials, and we're going to say, hey, get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back at streetsdontloveyouback.com. And also, if you have not got that book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, Never Hit a Woman, and Real Love Too by Evangelist Beverly Baldus Green, you can get all that information off our website. And Holly, I'm ready to talk. You can get all that information off our website. So we're sending much love to everybody. We want to thank everybody that's been supporting our organization, who's been supporting the intervention program and everything we do to give back to help kids and others to a better life. So we just want to say we're blessed, and here go a few commercials.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Love Your Back Volume 3 features some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
Boy Records presents the old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the Boy Vault, baby. You Plays Yourself, featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets. Favorite.
No, you play
Joker.
Go Cop. Hey, yo, you play Joker. Hey, yo, you play Joker. Wait a minute. You play Joker because you didn't play the card that was there.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your boy Kenny P, fresh out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing. Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
Yo, this your boy Born Divine, a.k.a. Born Da Vinci, out in Bodymore, Be More. You already know what time it is. Big shout-outs to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio. Salute Uncle Rob, Boyd, and Lucinda Boyd. What up, Ponte? Dante, we holding it down out here on the East Coast. You already know what time it is, man. Young Freeway Nation General, Born Da Vinci, man. IndieBoom.com. Holla at your boy. Not only Street Records, Indie Boom, man. Woo Killer Bees on the Swarm, man. Shout out. Streets Don't Love You Back. Salute it.
What's good, people? This is your R&B pop addiction, Deion Price, and I'm rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. My new single, Down, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and any other online store right now. Go get that. Are you down like you say you down?
What's up? This is Adam T. Young.
And Scott Strasberg.
With Forever Young Entertainment, rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show.
I'm
Yeah, Born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my 10 verse cries up emergency, body shaking like an addict, I can't panic. I'm pushing out the raw talent, soaring from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the grid camp is it. Hard to fit, man. If your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with, just lay your promise. Giving the man with a bet from the trade.
Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of sides because most cats is weak hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land, rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait to the top and make the stars.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Louis Mason, all the latest British. You are nothing like them basic bitches. So you rockin' real gold. Ain't no dipish. Girl, you know I'm out of getting paper. Trippin' cause I said I'll call you later. You know I'm on the grind. And I come home to you, loving you down. And still you call me player.
Who that that gon' hold you down? Who you callin', he gon' come around? I don't get it, why the f*** you trippin'? When you know for sure that I ain't f***ing around.
Baby, you down like you say you down.
Down, 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 down. It's all that love that you see.
Control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. All out of control. Oh, where we need to go. It's all out of control, my people. All out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. No way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to fall, my people? We're falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. It's ball out of control, my friend. It's ball out of control. Let's get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. Doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight, and it was definitely a great show. And if you would like to get involved, go to our website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And we look forward to everybody getting involved and making a difference. And if you would like to make a donation, please don't hesitate. You can do that on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com up on the donate. Thank you very much for everybody's support around the world who supports us. God bless.